Well, the demonstrations we've been seeing around the country are also playing out on social media. Let's bring in Femi Oke, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Jeremy.
And there's just so much to talk about with you, but let's start with something that's trending today. Hashtag he's 75. This is after police in Buffalo, New York, pushed an older man to the ground during a protest yesterday. Listen. He's bleeding out of his ears. They're saying, get a medic. A Buffalo police spokesman told CNN that two officers have been suspended because of that incident, and the man is in the hospital in serious but stable condition. What do we know about what happened here, and what has the reaction been like online?
The reason we know what happened is because NPR station WBFO shared video of the old senior being pushed to the ground. Earlier, yesterday evening, the police spokesman said that one person was injured when he tripped and fell. It became very clear from the video that there was no tripping, although there was some falling, and people were incensed, which is why he's 75 trended. Results of that immediately. When that video was out, this is the power video on social, I would say. The man is now in a stable condition. Two officers have been suspended without pay. Buffalo Police Commissioner has asked for an immediate investigation. Let me give you a little sense of the response and the reaction on Twitter. Peter Morley says the other officers just left him on the sidewalk bleeding after he was pushed and shoved by Buffalo police officers. He's 75. Is this how far our country has fallen? Remarkably, though, Jeremy, not everybody was saying the same thing. In the defence of the police, many people were saying, well, the gentleman should not have been near a police line. What do you expect? You would get pushed. He's old enough to know better. Stay home if you don't want to be facing the police. So there's a split conversation. Even though we see the video, we see the man on the ground, and we hear his head hitting the ground as well.
We've also seen celebrities speaking up about George Floyd's death. Here's Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, in a virtual graduation speech for the Immaculate Heart High School in Los Angeles. She called events in the country devastating.
The only wrong thing to say is to say nothing. George Floyd's life mattered, and Breonna Taylor's life mattered, and Philando Castile's life mattered, and Tamir Rice's life mattered. And so did so many other people whose names we know and whose names we do not know.
Now, Meghan Markle has been open about some of the racism she has faced in her life, but how are celebrities like her being viewed for talking about race?
I call this the celebrity dilemma, because you're criticized if you don't speak out. You're criticized when you do. For instance, reaction to Meghan Markle's video was both positive and negative. People were saying, you're not really black. You're making George Floyd's death about yourself. You're attention seeking. So it's really difficult for celebrities to get it just right, because they're using their celebrity platform, and then some people are pushing back and they don't like them for using that platform.
Now, one of the things that I saw this week, and I'm sure you saw it, was the blackout on Tuesday of social media, where everybody was just posting just a black square on Instagram or on Facebook, and usually with the hashtag Blackout Tuesday, people just voicing their solidarity with victims of police violence and with the protesters. What are people saying about that whole exercise and how it worked?
So the social campaign, the idea was very laudable. It was to support the Black Lives Matter organization. There were a couple of practical issues that surfaced almost immediately. If people were posting a black square using the hashtag Black Lives Matter, it meant that very important, more practical information was literally buried under black squares. So supporters of the Black Lives Matter movement said, take down your squares, take down your posts, and then repost it using the actual hashtag for the campaign, which is Blackout Tuesday. That's one practical problem. The second issue that came up was one of intention. So some people interpreted Blackout Tuesday as do nothing, say nothing. And Black Lives Matter supporters were saying, actually, this is the time to raise your voice, to have conversations, to use any privilege that you might have. So there was pushback about that. And then finally, a third criticism that I noticed, and this one is one of all social media campaigns, is that maybe you should be doing something more than post. Brandi Riley's tweet jumped out at me, went viral. She says, "Thank you for your Black Lives Matter graphic. May I please see a picture of your executive leadership team and company board?" Which means, I know that you're posting, I know you're supporting, thank you so much, but are you really practicing what you post?
We'll leave it at that, Femi, because that's an important point. Femi OK, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now.
And music about police violence has also been climbing the Spotify charts this week, including This Is America by Childish Gambino. You're listening to Here and Now.
This is America. Don't got you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, I'ma go.